This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, I already know what my little victory is. It's Friday, December 12th. Need I say more?
Nope.
Friday. Hello, weekend. I can't wait to be below zero this weekend trying to shop. It's going to be great,
everybody. Is that really what it's about to be? What's the time,
man? Remember I told you the low was 5 below this weekend, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Unless it changed. I looked 2 days ago, and I haven't looked since because I was so depressed when I looked. I was like, you know what? I don't want to know anymore. Yeah, 5 below tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
6 is the high. So maybe I'll be online shopping. What the hell?
I was going to say, are you sure? Are you sure?
No,
you want to shop till you drop? Because you might not make the shop part. You might just go outside and drop. Is that cold out?
No, and it's my friend Natalie's birthday today.
Oh, whereby? Hey, Natalie. Happy birthday.
Hey, Natalie. Happy birthday. But I'm telling you, dude, like.
But little victories.
Yes.
Positive spin. Let's not go there. It's Friday, so we ain't even there yet.
That's right. It's Friday, and the positive spin is I don't have to leave the house tomorrow if I don't want to because it's
part.
Saturday.
That part.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that we caught the
The Bucks won last night?
Won last night.
All right,
versus
let's
Celtics.
Go.
I'm seriously, like, gotta clap
they
it up.
They were on a losing streak, and I mean that with all due respect.
I mean, all wholeheartedly.
And now we're back.
The city was feeling it, man. And,
yeah.
And it felt like a great win over a pretty decent team. You know, it was a great battle, honestly. And
oh, yeah, we played Boston,
The team showed up. The squad showed up.
Boston.
It was a fantastic full game for the team.
Yeah.
Home court protected. Let's just put it like that. So a little victory is we're fresh this morning because it's like, y'all caught the dog, baby.
Is Giannis back?
Not yet. No, you got to be really careful with these things. A calf strain can turn into something else, and everybody knock on wood.
I didn't even know what he hurt. I just knew he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a calf strain.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And with these tall,
damn,
lanky
Giannis.
Guys,
oh
you got to be real careful. So.
Dang.
Step by step, little victories. Snapped it. Back on the Dubs
and we're
calendar.
Back. Yep. And tomorrow's Saturday.
That part.
You're welcome.
Yay!
All right. the question of the day is coming up next. Your last chance at Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets and Dumpster Fire dating returns. And I'll tell you who slid into my DMs after the gross guy slid into my DMs.
Another?
Another, but it's a woman this time.
Oh.
Who knows him?
Oh.
Just wait. Dumpster Fire, that's after Am I the Jerk. You got a couple hours for that one. You just hold on. We got the question of the day coming up after Alex Warren, who's coming to Summerfest,
your
by
favorite.
The way.
Ooh.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The cringiest of cringiest. We're talking bad social media memories.
Oh, Lord.
You know how, like, Facebook, which I know sounds old, loves to come up and go, memories. And then it's like me praising my ex-husband in 2010, telling him what a great husband he was. I mean, it's like the cringiest of the cringiest.
Yeah.
It's gross. I want it to go away forever. And we had a time hop. That was a big feature.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when everybody loved Time Hop?
You used to definitely be on that mug, seeing what you used to say. I know a lot of people still do check it out. I don't know what it's called anymore, but so the memories on Facebook.
There you go. We're talking your cringiest social media memory. I even go to my Instagram memories. You know, I go back and look at them through the create mode. You can do that.
I did not know you could do that.
You go to create when you make a story,
mm-hmm.
and when you click on create, one of the options is to look at your memories.
Oh, I didn't know Instagram did that. That's really cool.
You can always, I have years and years of memories.
Yeah. No, I'd imagine.
So sometimes the cringy ones are the ones where I was extremely overweight. Now, I'm very proud of the fact that I've lost 150 pounds,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes seeing the memories where I'm really big is hard for me to look at. It's a little cringy.
It's a little cringy. When you see yourself as somebody that you don't recognize, it's like, oh, man.
And people are like, oh, you should be so proud of where you come from. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to look at her. She doesn't even look like me.
But
that's
she's
not
part of
me.
Your story. And as much as I agree, it doesn't look like you. Yeah, that was you, right?
I will say I'm very proud. We're now 6 years out on my memories, and I've lost weight already there. So now my memories are starting to lose the bigger alley.
Oh.
Look at that. 6 years ago, I had already
you gotta
lost.
Go, you got to go deeper into
I
find her.
I had already lost weight six years ago. So.
And in six more years, you might not even be able to find her.
What's the cringiest social media memory you ever saw or had?
Oh, man. I used to have this Facebook group. It was Facebook, not MySpace. It was when I was freshly migrated from MySpace to Facebook, right?
Yeah, everybody did it.
Everybody did it.
Facebook was all the rage.
And you went, ooh, face what? I'll get on the book. And then you went, I could create groups.
Oh,
say less. I'm going to collect all these people together that never seem to be able to find food unless mom's home.
That was the group you created?
I created a group.
You're kidding me.
Solely based about complaining how there was nothing at home to eat if mom wasn't home.
Okay.
And why did this group start popping? People were joining it.
Wait,
people started
second.
Sharing it. People I didn't
Stop
know.
It. You had a popular group on Facebook called what?
Cringy.
What was it called?
It was called like
Mom's Not Home, So There's Nothing to Eat.
There's nothing to eat at home when mom's not
how
there or something
were
like
you?
That.
Like 16?
Younger than that. I had to have been like 13, maybe 14 tops.
I love this so much for you.
14 tops. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then it started growing.
I'll pass out if somebody calls in and goes, I was in that group, DZ. That's crazy. It's in my Facebook memory. Man.
Couldn't tell you how many people ended up joining, but it was a lot.
Wow. Okay, 414-533-1037. What is your cringiest social media memory? We're going to go straight to the phones today. We're not screwing around. It's Friday. Should we just go?
Let's go. Let's go.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Waylon by himself in the car.
Eight-year-old.
Good morning. Well, we're not going to make you do a social media memory, but we are going to play your theme song.
That's right.
Because you're 8. You don't have a social media memory. So wait, mom's out of the car. Can we talk about Scribbles, the elf on the shelf, real quick then?
She just got back in.
Oh, shoot.
Mama.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
Okay.
wait, hold on. Mom's victory is she made both concerts last night.
Oh, no way! Mama, okay, well, the good news is we're in the question of the day now, not little victories, but Mom, I'm so proud. We talked to your mom yesterday, and she was stressed out about a true mom-dad problem, which is having two Christmas concerts on the same night with your children and having to miss one.
Yep.
So, Mom, you got to go to both?
I did both.
You go, girl. Yeah. Hey, that's a big victory, honestly.
Were they in Wabaca or a different city?
They're both, well, Wabaca and Fredonia, yes.
Got
Close
it.
Close enough.
And the concerts were great. I'm very happy for you. Well, we want to know where the elf on the shelf was. Where was Scribbles last night?
Okay, he went on the clock. He went on the clock.
Clock.
And then he set up a game of chess.
What?
A chess game on the clock?
How did that even fit?
It was not on the clock, though.
It was near the clock. Had he been playing chess?
I don't even know. It was just all set up, and I got out there.
So do you know how to play chess?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
maybe
right.
He's trying to challenge you in a chess match.
Maybe.
Young chess master.
All right. Well, Scribbles wasn't so naughty. All he did was set up a chess game. We like it. Keep us updated.
And I did see a little weird thing when I was scrolling through pictures. I saw a cringy thing in my mom.
What?
You saw a cringy? Whoa, you better make sure mom was okay with this.
I didn't think you were going to have a social media memory that was cringy for the question.
The giggle.
Waylon, tell us everything.
So, she was out on his door. So she was outside, and then I saw her just laying there, and her head was stuck in the snow.
Oh, no. Mama got ostriched.
Ooh, Mom got pushed in the snow.
Cringy for show, Waylon.
Waylon, thanks for sharing the cringy social media memories. We'll talk to you Monday to hear about Scribbles, okay?
Okay, bye.
He is the stinking cutest.
That kid, man.
And who can't relate to the parent that can't go to two things at once for their kids? I'm so glad she got to do both.
Something always comes up with a Christmas concert, don't it?
Oh, we're talking cringy social media memories. Anonymous texted in to 414-533-1037, said cringe. A photo of me and a woman that was my friend leaned in together taking a super smiley photo. She ended up having a year-long affair with my husband.
Hey, yo, cringe.
That'll set me off.
That's cringe.
That'll set me off.
Yeah, that's
Let's
cringe.
Let's go back to the phones now. Cringy is social media memories. Let's go for it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Autumn in New Berlin.
Oh,
Autumn.
Day three.
Day, girl. On a roll. We see you.
I knew my city had some ambition. See, look at that. All right, Autumn. What is your cringiest social media memory that you've ever seen?
I would say seeing friends who you thought were friends, ex-friends, pictures with them.
Yeah.
Or people like that are no longer in your life.
That you, real, you were out and about loving life. You have pictures all over for like a couple years and then they just disappear.
You find that cringy?
Yep.
Yes, because you go, oh, it's so awkward that I
why
was friends.
Why did I waste my time with them?
Yeah, or why?
It's a friend for a season.
Why did I post them so much? I don't know.
Really?
When it gets so far out and you have that many pictures with someone, it's cringy. Yeah.
Okay. No, I could receive that. I could receive
Same
it for
thing
sure.
My ex-husband. I'm like, oh, God.
Ex-husband feels different.
Yeah, I'm like, why does it have to pop up in my feed? Like, if I go to my memories right now, I'll probably cringe it with something about Owen being a baby, me and my husband, blah, blah, blah.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? You're like,
I low-key love seeing the memories from friendships and past seasons where, you know, you maybe don't talk or you for sure don't talk, whether good or bad reason, whatever, but then it comes up and you go, what a different time and how much I've grown. I guess that's why I don't find it cringy because it's like, I'm definitely not there no more and I'm not that same person.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay, there's pros and cons.
Pros and cons, but I'm not taking your answer from you, girl.
That is the way to look at it, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, to be positive about it. I mean, honestly.
But you find it cringy, delete it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.
Oh, I delete them from my time hop.
That part. All right, Autumn.
You're funny. All right, bye, Autumn.
Much love, bye.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking back at my Facebook memories, and I have messages from people I haven't talked to in 10 years saying, we should do lunch. I'm like,
lunch?
That's 12 years ago.
Hit him back now.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit him back now. Schedule
right,
cleared up.
One more caller. Cringy social media memory. Steven Twin Lakes texted in, said, cringy's looking back and seeing how we posted everything we were doing daily. Like going to work, going to school, studying. So dumb.
The second you got social media in your hands, everything became
dumb.
A post.
Dumb. All right. Let's the last caller. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, my girl.
She got a theme song, too.
Mm-hmm. Called 5 days in a row. Girl, what is your cringiest social media memory?
Well, I was going to agree with you and say, looking back at pictures of when I was heavier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think it is going through and looking at all the different hairstyles I've had over the years. The ones I thought were, like, so awesome, I totally rocked them. I did not.
And Kelly, she's like DZ. Kelly and DZ are very similar. Like, they change glasses all the time. They change hair every day. They change color of hair. They change style.
Never change my hair color.
Well, fine, but whatever. The up, down, up, down. You guys are all over the damn place. I come in, I never know what DZ's hair is going to look like.
That's the one.
You guys are the
Kelly,
same.
Nah, Kelly, that's the one right there. The cringy hairstyles. Why did I think the duck bill was it? That's a black man mullet.
I was going to say, what's the worst thing you ever did, DZ's hairstyle-wise?
Probably the mullet, man. And it's a very traditional Colombian hairstyle.
Yeah.
It looked good on me, but it also didn't.
Kelly, your worst one?
I had a really, really short haircut that kind of was like a mullet growing out. So. I'd agree.
See it. It was the growing out part.
It's always ugly.
Oh, man.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. I hope your advice today is better than yesterday when you told somebody to lie.
I thought my advice yesterday was pretty solid given their circumstance. Thank you very much.
That makes one of us. Anyway, what's the problem today?
No, it's okay. Not many people agree. They were like, listen, bro, come on.
You're better than that, DZ.
I was at the game last night and it was like, bruh.
People came up to you and said something.
They were like, bruh, you really told mans to lie about college? And I was like, you missed the point. He has to go back to... Anyway.
No, you missed the point.
Yeah,
anyway.
Maybe I didn't miss the mark yesterday. If you want to know, listen back on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
And if you got a problem that you need me and Allie's help with, hit us up. Slide into our DMs.
Or
you can email dz@1037kissfm.com.
Somebody's getting pushed out of their own apartment? I don't understand.
You about to understand.
Make it make sense.
Allie and DZ, I can't believe I'm writing in for advice, but here's my problem.
Okay.
My friend and I have been living together for 8 years. Started off as college roommates and continued after graduation. Our relationship is strong, but our lives have diverged significantly.
Normal.
She's inseparable from her boyfriend, who's clearly her future husband.
Yeah.
Though they aren't engaged yet, I am focused on my career and dating. Nothing serious like their relationship, though.
Okay.
Lately, I feel like I'm slowly being pushed out of my own space.
Mm.
Her boyfriend has essentially moved in. You can tell where this is going. Everything is there now. While he's a great guy, even pays for part of the rent, I don't know when he officially became the third roommate in a 2-bedroom apartment. I've talked to my roommate, but she doesn't seem to grasp that this is an invasion of my personal space as well. She correctly points out that it hasn't been an issue up until recently, and he's been living with us for a while. And I'm not sure why it is bothering me so much now.
Mm.
I kind of still feel like I'm getting pushed out of my own apartment. I found this place for us 8 years ago. I really don't want to pack up and move.
Right.
Please help me figure out how to stay in my place.
Okay. So, to recap, they have a roommate of how many years? 8?
8 years.
And now the roommate's got a significant other. Who
roommate's
was,
boo moved in, yeah. And they're booed up in a little 2-bedroom. They probably got the bigger room.
This has to happen all the time. And it does happen all the time
all
with
the
roommates.
Time.
You're either someone's there, and we've seen this on Am I the Jerk, where people write in and go, you know, I'm tired of my, he isn't paying rent, but he's here
but
every
he's here.
Night.
Here's the problem,
and he
though.
Eats our food and yada yada, you know.
He's paying rent. He's helping out. He's a good dude. You don't know why it's bothering you? I think you're jealous.
Oh, no. You don't want a third in your space when you've been used to nobody else. But when you're used to your space being your space, whether you're an adult, a kid, anything, and you got to move in with somebody, that sucks if you don't know them.
It sucks when you don't know them, but it doesn't sound like she doesn't know them.
Right, but you didn't sign up to live with that guy.
No,
you signed
didn't.
Up to live with the girl.
No, exactly. And I'm not saying jealousy isn't like, I want what she has. I mean, jealousy is the subtle little, you know, couple things that you do, or when you're sitting on the couch and one puts the feet up on the other, you might look at that and go, dang, man, you're getting all of that all the time.
See, I look at that and I go, yeah, you got to watch whatever they want to watch.
That's.
But I'm saying, like, I hear you. It could be jealousy, but it could just be that you didn't sign up to live with the third person. You signed up to live with one of those people.
It's not the jealousy about coexisting with somebody else's partner. It's the jealousy of coexisting with the partner in your space. Mm-hmm. You're annoyed that now your relaxation is not full relaxation because he's there.
414-533-1037. I think we actually agree, DZ.
You got to move.
Saying the same thing.
You got to move.
What do you guys think? I don't. The one who found the apartment's got to move. Get out of here.
Pack it up, Peggy. You got to go.
The other two got to move.
How?
The couple that decided to move in and change the lease need to move.
They need to move?
They need to move out. You get a new roommate.
You stick them with the two-person apartment. Let them grow into that. You go find yourself a nice little one.
No, they're going. They're gone.
Nah, she's got to move.
You're so wrong on that.
That's what I mean. We disagree on this one.
For sure.
She has literally got to go in this scenario. She and this isn't about jealousy. This is about your own personal space. It's been 8 years. Mm-hmm. Refresh.
Fine.
Refresh.
The
Let them have it.
Let's see what they think.
What you trying to go?
I don't care any of them.
Got it.
Will you? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Amber in Milwaukee.
Amber, DZ, and I are fighting now. Come on. Do you hear this problem?
I think she has to move for real.
What would DZ do about this roommate? And she had a roommate of 8 years. Now the roommate's got a boyfriend who lives with him. She's like, the hell? That's great advice. Thank you, Amber.
Give the phone a second.
Anything? What do you got?
I went through this same scenario, and I think it's a get on the or sit on the pot or get off.
Who were you, like, in the scenario, though? You were who?
I was the other roommate that I was him. I was the dude
that were pack it up. You were pack it up, Peggy.
You moved in.
I was the one that
I don't understand.
She's the person who wrote in the scenario.
She wrote Peggy.
She's going.
She's not. Yeah.
I'm getting pushed out of my apartment. Mm. She got pushed out of her apartment, or did you?
Mm. Yeah. What happened?
I got pushed out of my apartment.
You moved.
And what it boiled down to is, dude was over all the time, and he wasn't paying. And, like, this guy, he's paying.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of, like, essentially.
You already,
like,
agreed to let him move in when he started paying, and you ain't saying nothing on the front end.
I see what
you're
saying.
Can't be mad now going, hey, this is now bothering me. Too late. You got to go.
Okay.
My roommate, her boyfriend wasn't even paying anything.
Yeah, that's
paying
different.
Paying for food, paying for nothing.
Yeah, no, that
and
would
at least
set me
he's
off.
Trying.
Girl, it would have been on. There's no way. Well, thank you.
So your advice is saying move out, right? Mm-hmm. You agreeing?
Yeah. If you don't like having him around, move out.
Yep.
Find another spot.
Yep.
Let her and dude pay all the bills.
Maybe it's time to branch off on your own, and that's what you're scared of, right? Who knows?
And maybe the other two should have branched off.
I think
so, yeah. They're the ones who should have branched first, but don't get me started.
But
they didn't,
and he moved in. He found that easier.
Thanks for calling, Amber.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Tabitha from Milwaukee texted in. She said, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but I feel like she might be jealous that she's not gathering that time with her friend anymore.
Maybe.
She's kind of, like, been pushed out, so I get that. Like, daughter moved in with my boyfriend, and I got jealous that my daughter's always with her boyfriend.
Third wheeling in your own space. Even though you love their love, it could get annoying when you're like, all right, y'all, can we just kick it?
Alexis in Waukesha said, she stays, the couple needs to go. She obviously has a problem with what's going on, so she brought it up. They have two incomes. They can afford more. She cannot. That's her space.
Yeah.
She probably can't afford to leave if the price is still the same. Well,
think about it like this. If they leave and stick her with a two-bedroom, now she's got to pay two for herself. They've got the two income. Does it not logically make more sense financially for her to go look for a place that she can afford on her own rather than kicking them out or trying to figure that out?
Well, I think we all agree somebody's got to move out. So we're fighting over who's got to move out next.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, it's a throuple, but only two of them are getting it on. So make it make sense. You know what I'm talking about.
It's a third wheel situation for sure, right?
It's What Would DZ Do? Where somebody wrote in and they agreed to let their roommate of 8 years, the boyfriend, move in. He's paying, but now they're like, okay, this isn't working.
He's paying. He's helping. He called him a great guy. Her future husband. And you're going, no, but y'all got to go move out.
I would be like, you got to get out.
It's an annoyance, but you got to bite the bullet on this one. and hit it. That's my advice. You got to move, find your own space, leave them.
Chrissy's in Milwaukee. We're going to start with her first. Hi, Chrissy. Good morning.
Jinx.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. She, as soon as I answered, she goes, oh, I got advice.
Oh, you got it?
I go, what is it?
Go ahead.
I do. Mm-hmm. So usually apartments, or depending on where you are renting from, have stipulations on a third party joining in without it being legal. And
on the lease.
And they're the ones that changed the dynamic. So my advice is that the couple needs to leave. They should just want to leave, actually.
True.
They and have their own space.
Create their own space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have their own space and let, you know, the girl who found the apartment
keep it.
Do her own thing and get another roommate.
Is that what it is? Is she annoyed because she's the one that found the apartment? She did say, I'm the one that found this apartment for us.
That's what I think. She's like, I found this place. Like, it's mine. You're leaving, not me.
This was my little home that I was trying to make. But then why'd you get a roommate to begin with?
Well, because you still need a roommate to pay the bills. You just didn't get two roommates.
So this is what I'm hearing. Eventually, she was thinking, oh, she's going to move out, and I'm going to keep this apartment to myself.
I don't know.
And that plan isn't coming together, girl.
I don't know if that's what we're saying. I don't think so. No? DZ's sitting here like, yeah, we busted the code. I think you're thinking too hard. I don't think so. I don't think
she just
agreed to let this guy move in and went, what the hell? Like, I don't want to. I'm a single person, and I don't want to live with a couple, dude. That's weird.
Maybe
he didn't think it was going to go that far either.
Right,
you know, like, oh, my girl's getting, you know,
getting serious. She'll try to move out. She'll move into his place. Nope, they moved into yours.
Maybe.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely, I think that lease thing. I think the couple should
go
move
to the leasing
out.
Office. You could go to the leasing office.
I agree, the couple's got to go, but I don't know. Yeah.
If they're not on the lease and it's just like a side agreement, that's a long-term visitor that's now turned tenant.
Yeah. You can get them kicked out.
You can get them kicked out. Ooh, you petty, Chrissy.
I know, I love it. Chrissy, call more. Thank you, bye.
Yeah, no problem, bye.
Take care.
Julia's in Franklin. We'll go to her next and see what her advice is. Julia, I think the couple's got to move out. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree. It's just harder to do.
Okay, so I was thinking about this, and I was going to pull the petty party that Chrissy just talked about, but I have other advice, too, where I think you both, everybody sits down, all three of them sit down, and you agree, okay, when does our lease end? And at the end of our lease, everybody's leaving.
Nobody keeps the apartment. That is a solution. She wants to know how to stay in the place, and we're all telling her she cannot.
I really don't think she can. Mm-hmm. And not because of anything she did, but it's also like, girl, it's been 8 years. What did you think was going to happen? Mm-hmm. You and your roommate were just going to have a slumber party for the next 20
years of your
life?
Well, maybe. She's still single. Why not? I've been single for over 10 years, and...
She was trying to go the girls.
Absolutely.
Dating and being serious with somebody are different, right? Mm-hmm. I'd consider that single if she's just casually seeing people. But she's focused on her career. Go focus on a new apartment.
Somebody said the way rent prices are right now, I think she should just stick it out. You guys are funny on the text line.
Oh,
you're
really? Thrumple
me
up.
David from East Troy said if she found that apartment over 5 years ago and it probably property has not raised her rent, she's probably at a significantly lower rent, and to go find a new place on her own would be a huge expense in the wrong direction. If she's the original person on the lease, she added a roommate later, she does have that right to ask the third party to leave, especially if they're not on the lease. Although, that may jeopardize the friendship.
Well, the friendship at this point don't matter.
Somebody's like, why don't you just talk to your friend?
She doesn't grasp the concept.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, though it doesn't
I
care.
I would talk to the landlord and see, like, hey, like, this is a situation. Like,
now
I don't want to rat anybody out.
Well, you are, though. Now you're a snitch.
Now you're snitching.
But can I get an apartment in the same building? Like, if she's worried about moving.
Oh, that won't be awkward, like, Julia. Okay.
Well, at least okay.
Y'all got to get out, but we could be neighbors. Now you're back to petty. We love it. Bye, Julia.
Okay, bye.
Not good advice out of Franklin, Wisconsin this morning. I'm sorry. Let's try Racine next. Amanda, please God.
Amanda?
Yes.
The homie.
Amanda of all people. Amanda.
Turn it down for what?
Boom, like she never left, baby.
Oh, that's our girl. All right. Who should move out, the couple or the thruple, the third person?
Honestly, somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Amen.
Somebody's got to go.
Inevitably.
You know, I've been through this too because I, you know, had my brother-in-law and my husband and me.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Let me tell you.
Same thing.
Yeah, so we've had this. Yeah.
Who moved out?
Long-term.
Who moved out?
Well, let's just say I kicked out two grown adults.
You kicked out two grown adults.
And the only one left is Amanda.
Girl, you winning.
Ooh, wait. wait till you hear Am I the Jerk coming up next. Somebody's being shady towards their neighbor. We got this one late last night, and I can't wait to read it today.
Love me some neighbor dramas.
Yeah, you can always send in your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com, or just slide into the DMs on Facebook or Instagram or wherever.
However you see fit, go ahead and do your thing. Dude. We got you. We'll keep you anonymous if you need, or say it 10 toes with your name.
I'm excited because next week on the show, we're going to have a local couple who's making headlines.
You may
or may not have seen on the news.
Maybe.
That's going to be exciting. And then it's our last week before the holidays. So I'm like, let's go, dude. Have you shopped?
The ramp is up. We've started shopping, but we're nowhere near even close to being done. So I'm just going to, it feels like no, we haven't started shopping. It genuinely feels like no.
Well, you can do that when school ends because I heard you got a report card in the mail.
We did get a report card in the mail.
I made a joke because nothing's in the mail. They're all digital now, aren't they?
No.
You got a hand report card?
We got a hand report card delivered. It came with Sammy, like in his folder.
We got a
hand-delivered report card for our 4K-year-old.
And did he get straight A's?
Not straight A's.
Oh, jeez. Come on, Samwell.
Here's the thing.
It's only 4K. The standard's not that high. Come on.
Well, part of the problem is he's been getting glowing remarks. They're saying they feel like he's advanced in a lot of worlds. And we're not the ones going, our baby's a genius.
Of course he is.
He's a smart kid, but it's 4K.
And your wife's a teacher.
Right. So it's like...
So she knows how to work with him.
We got a leg up.
Yeah.
We got a leg up, if you will. We got a cheat code. But the problem is he didn't get a necessarily great review on his socialization. It meaning that he socializes a little too much and struggles sometimes keeping attention on the task at hand because he likes to be friendly and move around a lot.
Shocking. And when we're out and about, who's always going, DZ?
DZ, where you at?
DZ, somebody find DZ. And where do I find him? Talking.
In public, that's where my ADHD goes rampant. Yeah. Like, you cannot keep me.
You're worse than me.
Between being out in public for Kiss, between being out with my family in general, or working a Bucks game, they basically got to put a leash on me because I go, and Sammy is proving to be exactly the same on his report card.
Yeah.
Only bad review, bad air quotes we say, is that the teacher did say he talks and likes to move and
I don't see the little things. You know what? When Hudson was in 4K, we had the same problem, and this ensued after that we found out they had ADHD. But I remember he was in 4K, and the teacher being like,
Well,
we're going to move him to the front of the class to a special spot. And then the best part was, I actually showed you this yesterday, when they had their first concert, they had to put Hudson in the front of the 4K class to keep an eye on him because he was nuts. And in the video, he's like giggling and talking.
Yep,
and he's
so
not
cute.
Supposed to
nah,
be.
So
he's
cute.
Not supposed to be. Oh. He's supposed to be doing the concert.
Oh, he's supposed to be quiet.
But he's talking and, you know, I mean, he's totally my kid.
Mom!
He's like, hey, Mom! It's like hysterical,
but
dude.
Tell me it's not the cutest memory
it's
to look back
cutest,
on.
It's the cutest because they're four, man.
They're four. So that's why I'm going like,
the best.
Was it straight A's? No. Are we worried about it? Nah.
Well, the funny thing is my kids will not tell me when report cards come out.
I was going to say, shouldn't you have report cards too?
Yeah, they're all digital. And so they come out on the app.
Oh, eventually it'll be digital for the boys.
And the other thing, you know what's so weird now for me, and I'm going to age myself, is that everything's a number.
The like, 1 through 4?
When we were kids, it was A, B, C, D.
What happened to that?
And F, by the way.
And F.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So I get these and I'm like, well, why didn't you get a 4? Like,
Why is it a 4?
An A, you know, but they do pretty good,
and
my kids.
And that's how we equate it in our mind. And then I go, how come there isn't like a 3.5?
Right.
How come it's got to be round numbers?
Oh my gosh, my kids have gotten A minuses.
They have?
Yeah, so there must be a below. Yeah, I've seen it.
Huh. So they are still using A, B, C, and D. They're just also using 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh wait, no, that
1.
Wouldn't make sense then. How did he get, maybe it was a test or something.
I could see test scores being pass, fail, A, B, C, D, but now the numerical for the report cards threw me for a loop. I was like, what? It's numbers now. Okay, so some 3s and 4s. We like that.
Yeah.
What's this 2 down here?
Oh, I see how they're doing it. Okay, as I'm looking at Owen's grades, it's like a number, and then they equal them out. So he's got a 3.3, a 3.4, a 3.2.
So they do, though, the points.
And then it all adds up to a B+. All right, now we're talking, Owen.
Our kids aren't old enough. My boys, you know, 2 and 4. Our 4-year-old is barely in school. They're not at the point 4.3 stages yet. They're barely cutting stuff. So.
Owen got an A minus in band. Okay.
Ooh, good for him.
How do you get an A minus in band?
Yeah, I mean, better
means
than a B minus.
You got to better participate more, boy.
Yikes. Instruments are hard.
They are.
I remember when I was playing the saxophone, it was difficult. I can't read music.
So Sammy had grades or no grades? Just more about explaining how he's behaving.
He's not there yet. He's not at the point stages. Later in life, our two boys, 2 and 4, Sammy's only in 4K, so there ain't no way they're working off of numbers, and right now he's barely cutting anything, like
Sammy
I said.
Sammy goes half day?
No, full day.
He goes, because you go pick him up at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. He goes full day, morning, afternoon.
And how are you doing with that? Because I know you were saying you were going to go random pick him up in the middle of the day, and Aaron was like, it doesn't work like that. And you were like, oh yeah, do you ever go pick him up when school's not over?
Have I had the time? No, I have. I picked him up once.
Never say never. You say you're going to do it.
I picked him up once this year. If it counts, it's been 6 months. I picked him up once early from school. Mm-hmm. I'll pick him up early later on. I'll probably take him home early next week.
Yeah, so it'll
end up being twice per semester. And if I do that, that feels good for me.
That's funny. It was just funny. You're like, I'm picking him up when I want.
Whenever I feel like it. And I've thought about it. I just never have the time to do
Nobody
it.
Nobody does. That's parenting, man. All right. Well, we have got to get into Am I the Jerk, which we're going to do. Then we have our last chance to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Mm-hmm. And then Dumpster Fire Dating, all before 8 o'clock.
It's busy.
The next 30 minutes are going to be wild.
Yeah.
Should we get into Am I the Jerk?
I think we probably got to.
All right, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, am I the jerk for turning off my lights when I heard my neighbor?
But
this is the one we got late last night.
But it's your neighbor, and why do your lights matter?
Because they were scraping off your ice, and you acted like you didn't hear them. Let me explain. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for turning off my lights when I heard a neighbor scraping ice off of my front walkway by my front door?
So somebody's being neighborly.
Yep, and you heard them cleaning your walkway, and you turned off the lights, and...
I gotta hear it.
Okay, she says, Allie and DZ, I am supposed to shovel. It is my job to shovel the walkway at the apartment I live at.
Got it.
There's two other apartments past mine. I have no problem doing it. I just do it. But I had already shoveled. And then late last night, I hear my neighbor scraping ice off of my front walkway that had built up after I shoveled.
Mm-hmm.
So I had already shoveled, so I figured I'm just going to turn the lights off and act like I don't hear them. And yes, I've lived here 3 years, laughy face.
Bet. Oh, so you're not new to this.
No. So is she the jerk for turning her lights off when she heard the neighbor scraping ice off? It's because it's her job.
It's her job,
She's saying it's my job to clear the ice and snow. I shoveled. I moved on with my life. And when they started clearing the ice.
My spot.
And I heard them, I acted like I didn't hear them. And I turned my lights off and hid.
You made the favor harder for them. They knew you were home. They didn't care.
The
they were
lights
scraping
were
the ice.
On.
It wasn't for you. It was for the mailman. It was so that somebody doesn't slip and fall. They were just trying to be nice.
Yeah, maybe.
Jeez.
I mean, look, if somebody is clearing my driveway.
I'd be annoyed.
And I turn off the lights and hide. I mean, that's pretty gutsy.
I'm pretty possessive of my space. And we've talked on air about how I don't like my driveway or whatever being shoveled.
Your issue is that somebody else touches it. Not even that. Yeah.
That's where my head went. I was like, oh, you were annoyed that they were doing it. So you're like, man, let me turn this light off on them.
I think they were just didn't want to do it anymore because they had already shoveled. And so when she heard the neighbor going back to get those ice patches that, you know,
that got missed,
that get missed, that she hid instead of helping or doing anything about it.
Instead of going out there.
Because the walkway is her responsibility at this apartment complex for whatever reason. Maybe it's built into her rent. I don't know.
Whatever.
You know, whatever. Who cares?
I just assumed everybody's responsibility was their own walkway.
Not in this place.
And then your neighbor went, I'm going to do the rest of the walkways because my scraper's better.
It should be like that, which is why I'm going to say not the jerk.
I guess I misunderstood this one.
I think you should all be helping, but you're right. It's her job to shovel, she says. And when the neighbor started trying to fix it and make it better, she acted like she wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically, someone's doing her job and she's like hiding. Oh, shoot.
I didn't realize she was the one in charge of doing it for the whole complex.
Not the whole complex, just the walkway.
Her walkway.
The two apartments. It says hers and twos.
Mm-mm.
So it must be like one walkway
like
that wraps around to like two other doors and she just does that little walkway is what I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're a jerk, man. No. Somebody was just trying to be a good neighbor, help out. Who knows what she was
and
out
she
there trying
them.
To do?
And she let him. In so the dark. Not the jerk.
In the dark.
She shoveled.
Not good enough, clearly.
Live.
Not good enough.
All right, 414-533-1037. It's her job to shovel the walkway in front of her apartment and two others. So she shoveled, but then, she's lived here 3 years, by the way, and now she hears her neighbor outside scraping ice off her front walkway by her door. So she just acts like, oh, I'm not home.
She
oh,
must
I'm
have not
go
had,
hide.
She must have not had salt or something.
She didn't go help.
Where was the embarrassment, bro? Like, why did it come out so strong? Enough well, for you to turn the lights off?
The embarrassment was she wrote in to Am I the Jerk with a laughy face going, yes, I've lived here 3 years. Like, implying I don't even talk to my neighbors.
Do we change her name yet? Do we need
we
to?
Don't, what's her name going to be?
I mean.
You tell me.
Shoveling.
Not shoveling.
Not shoveling Nancy.
Not shoveling Nancy.
Shout out Nancy.
I'm going to say not shoveling Kelly.
All right. You bet. That works. That's not improv, but that works.
In Sussex.
In Sussex. Bet. Got it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have got some big personalities right now on the phone for Am I the Jerk?
This is a fact.
Not Shoveling Kelly wants to know if she's the jerk for turning off her lights when she heard her neighbor scraping in front of her door. She had already shoveled because it's her responsibility, but she basically heard the neighbor trying to help and she ignored it and turned off the lights.
We said Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex?
In Sussex, correct.
Got it.
If anyone's wondering.
Unrelated.
Angel's in Racine. We're going to start with Angel, our Uber driver.
Angel, wait.
Our Lyft driver, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Angel, we talked to Angel.
Yes, we have. Hey, Angel.
Good morning. I do both, Lyft and Uber.
Oh, nice.
Oh, she's doubling up on a bag.
Well, and we love that you got Kiss FM on in the car while you're doing it, Angel. Okay, is Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex the jerk for turning off her lights when she heard the neighbor trying to help?
Kind of.
Wait, so you're going jerk?
Yeah.
Really?
She already shoveled. It's not her fault. I mean, so you're saying she should have gone out there and fixed the ice that the neighbor was then scraping.
Yeah.
So if the neighbor was basically saying you ain't doing a good job.
What's that, Angel?
The neighbor was helping her, so she should have went out and helped.
Now, not going out to help, that's fine.
That's why she feels like a jerk.
Yeah.
But then turning off the lights, like, bleep you, I'm not here, I swear.
Even worse, ain't it? That's why she's going jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hear you, Angel.
All right, so Angel says jerk this morning, starting it off. All right, thanks for calling, Angel.
Hey, I'm a jerk. If the neighbors upstairs don't get soaked, guess what? They're not getting salt in the back.
She said she's going to keep the jerk going. Now
Lord.
I'm not salting to keep the
you
ice.
You just called in to be petty, Angel.
Yep.
Okay,
we
bye.
Love it.
Good morning.
You too. Drive safe.
I love our people, man. All right, we're going to go to Roger in Milwaukee. Yes, he's got his own theme song. Called 5 days in a row. Roger!
Good morning, Allie, Jeezy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the OGR. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Woo! I'm going to take out the trash. We're going to get right to it. Big old jerk.
Oh!
Double dub.
Dang, Roger.
She did something very, very rude. He's trying to help out.
She had already shoveled.
But now let's look at this. Yeah, she shoveled, but it also needed to be de-iced. He probably put some salt down. Okay, shoveling is cool.
It's half the job, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's half the job.
Yeah.
You still have to get that ice scraped up, and you still have to put salt down. Now, let's say this. She turned off the lights. I would have just stopped what I was doing and went on, and then she came outside and slipped and fell.
They can't. You know why they can't? Because they have to pass her apartment to get to the parking lot.
To get out.
Which is why she is in charge of shoveling for these three apartments at this walkway.
That makes more sense.
Does that help explain the scenario?
Paint the picture. Yeah, and it almost makes it worse because now you're messing with their safety. You left ice so that they could have slipped.
Exactly. That's where I'm going with this, DZ. She messed up. It's just so messed up in so many different ways. It's a lot of people got to traffic through there. So, you know, me personally, I'd have just packed it up.
Yep. I would have stopped. I would have stopped de-icing. I would have been like, oh, you want me to stop? That's what I would have took that as. Like, okay, I'll stop.
Exactly. Who does that?
That's your job.
All right,
you want to keep
Listen, Kelly is now texting me with exclamation points saying, I shoveled 4!
Not good enough.
We read that through the text.
But you, Roger.
But he was de-icing it and salting.
Leave my girl alone.
Shoveling is just half the job, ma'am.
Gotta defend the homie, but Roger's right. It's only half the job.
She was going to be anonymous, and now I'm like, forget all y'all, man. Leave Kelly alone. I never thought I'd say this.
I'm not high neither. You're a big old jerk.
Ooh, 10 toes.
You. Bye, Roger.
Bye.
I love you too.
Regular to regular bubbing heads. I love it.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, we're going to have a little surprise at the end of this one. You mind grabbing line two and putting it on hold?
Oh. On hold?
Yeah, not three. Put two on hold.
Put two on hold. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Somebody has something to say about this when we're all done. Let's go to Candace in Milwaukee, last but not least.
Morning, Candace.
Hey.
Hey, is Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex the jerk for turning off her lights when she hears her neighbor cleaning the walkway?
Not the jerk.
She already
shoveled.
Woo! That part.
We all know how this goes in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, you can shovel and 5 minutes later,
it's ice.
You know,
I mean, we can't go out there in 5 minutes. Maybe she had a bath going, or she cooked something.
Busy,
or,
whatever.
You know, whatever.
Totally. She was very busy.
So she was running a bath with Epsom salt rather than putting de-icing salt outside.
Whatever. Listen, laid salt the other day, and I still have an ice patch on my driveway because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, the ice only helps so much. I mean, the salt only helps so much, rather.
So when the neighbor goes out and tries to scrape, why be a jerk and stop him?
Forget you, DZ.
The neighbor didn't have to go out and do that either.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is right. He didn't. He could have left it and he could have, you know, slipped and fell.
Maybe
you're
she
right.
should have opened the door and been like, do you want my job? Because I don't like doing it.
Well,
do you
right.
have
you know,
it?
I mean, or he could have maybe asked if she was going to do it or, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't
know. That would have made it worse.
You say not the jerk, and I'm sure Kelly will appreciate that because she's
not
on
the
phone.
Jerk, Kelly.
Okay.
I got you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you, Candace. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Take care. She's
Last
the only one.
Last but not least, now that I've called her out, they're texting me saying, Allie, you called her out?
Yep. Called her out.
I said, call in then. Don't text me. Call for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Not Shoveling Kelly in Sussex.
Represent yourself now.
Did I do
Forget
a good...
you all.
Oh, hey, I'm defending you, my girl.
She is the jerk already, though.
No.
Allie and Candace.
Yes!
They're cool.
Thank you.
Oh, so let's forget us all.
Yeah, exactly. You suck. You suck.
I salted, by the way.
You did salt.
Jinx.
I did salt.
So then explain this. So you shoveled, you salted, and I was trying... Did I explain it right? How they have to walk past your apartment, so you're in charge of shoveling, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody else shovels, just you. It's nobody else's job.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct. For that area.
It's not a long area, but it's an area.
It's still annoying.
Yeah, I shoveled, I salted, and then I heard them scraping last night, and I'm like, what the heck is that? So I shut off all the lights.
Oh, you want to scrape in the dark.
I'm so proud of you for finally saying screw this to people instead of being a people pleaser.
Kelly
you,
said, I did enough.
She said, I'm done.
I did enough. I shoveled. I salted. Do you want me to go out there with the scraper?
Honestly, I feel like Kelly a year ago would have been like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want me to re-salt? Like, look how far you've come, Kelly. Okay. You're like, you know what? I did it. Screw these people. They're overachievers and I'm out, man.
Allie said, I did enough. Then I did enough.
I'm done. Because, that's why.
I did what was asked of me.
That part.
You did. And I'm glad you said that you salted. Because it's like I said, it comes back and you can't help it. And they didn't have to do your door. Why were they so close to your door?
They were just trying to do a full job.
Yeah.
Are they OCD? I'm thinking way too much into it.
Are they old? Like, what are their ages?
No, I would say like late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, that's young.
But
that's
you're still younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like I'm you're stuck with the work. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, I know everybody said jerk, but I'll always say not the jerk, Kelly. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Well, it happens.
I mean, it happens.
It happens.
And it's going to keep happening because the weather ain't changing anytime soon.
And at least we understand now the whole story. We got the full story. Okay. Are you ready to give away these tickets and then we'll get into dumpster fire dating?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Your last chance to go see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He's going to be at Summerfest next year on the 26th. So we've been taking caller 26 all week. We're not going to stop.
Nope.
2026. We're not that far out, dude. Oh my God, it's the 12th already of December.
Yeah, T-minus is about to be 26 ASAP.
Oh my gosh. All right, caller 26, 414-533-1037. You're going to see Louis Tomlinson when he comes to Summerfest next summer. Good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ, and sometimes you got to go by a nickname because your name is too hard for people.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull up Savvy and Mequon.
Savvy.
Hey, good morning.
Business savvy?
Good morning.
Hopefully one day, right?
What is your full name? Because I could not pronounce it. What is it?
It's Sudvish Inder.
Ah.
So obviously I have a little nickname for that one.
Yeah, that's probably hard when you try to tell people. You pulled into first grade, they were like, damn.
Sudvish Inder. We're going to call you Sevy. Yeah, we're going to call you Sevy.
DZ was pretty close on that one,
nice.
Though.
Ooh,
thank you. I appreciate it.
I like it. I like it. Well, the good news is you are going to Summerfest.
Yes, Sevy.
Thank you.
Yes, you're going to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction on June 26, 2026 at the BMO Pavilion.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch. Have a great time at the show, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good rest of your morning,
you
guys.
You too.
Aw, you too, man.
Happy
Later,
Friday.
Bye.
Peace. All right. Good for him. We got through Am I the Jerk? We got through the Louis Tomlinson tickets. And coming up next, you know what time it is.
Oh, yeah, I know what time it is.
It's Friday, and it's dumpster fire dating time.
So it's going to get...
Somebody else slid into my DMs now.
So it's going to get interesting.
It's going to get interesting. If you heard last week's or saw it on social media, the tool that texted me, just wait. It gets better.
Swill laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
So I got to tennis class yesterday because I added another class. I've decided my new love is tennis.
You're a tennis girly for sure.
Not dating because I am just loving it. I leave there high as a kite off the adrenaline.
Endorphins.
I mean, you know.
Disclaimer, endorphins.
It's working for me, man. Yeah. It's working for me. So I'm focusing on what I like doing, which is playing a game. Okay?
It moves your needle. And you played tennis. A lot of people might not notice.
Yeah, I did. In high school, I played. So I kind of had that foundation where I could jump back in.
It's not new to you.
I'm loving it. I'm playing at Princeton Club because they have indoors, you know.
Muscle memory's back.
It's back. Well, yesterday when I got to my tennis class, now that I've added a second one, Abby, one of the girls in my class, because, you know, now I got new friends, she goes, I was listening to you in DZ today, and I heard you say it was the biggest breakup day of the year. And I go, isn't that weird?
It was.
And she's married, and she's like, yeah, it's so strange. And we were, like, talking about why we don't know why we... Our only guess is maybe because it's right smack dab in the middle of Thanksgiving and Christmas, which somebody called
Jeremiah called in and said that.
He said, well, maybe people get through Thanksgiving. They say, I'm done.
I can't remember what we say 5 seconds ago, but yesterday, do you remember Jeremiah? Because, yeah, no, you made a great point. He was like, think about it. It's basically 10 days. It's smack dab 2 weeks between each. Yeah. Between Thanksgiving and 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
You over it. You thought you could make it through the holidays and you can't, so you snap.
I said, I'm out. I'm on a hiatus.
Yeah.
And then two things happened this week. One, a female slid into my DMs. And then I slid into a dude's DMs right after.
Really?
Okay.
Pray tell, please.
So, last week we talked about the guy who had messaged me. I posted the screenshots on social media. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to go back and read them. But in recap, he sucked.
Dude called you out your name and you called him out.
He called me a hoe on my Facebook page and then I came for him.
He was trolling and trying to get a little shine.
And he claims that we made out at a bar 20 years ago, this guy. He claims this. Now, I'm not even sure this happened, okay? Because I have no memory of this guy. My friends have never seen this guy. But this guy has been telling this story, apparently, around town
For
20 years. Because we're hearing it from other people, including him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get a... here's the first one. Let's start with the female that slides into my DMs.
So, a young lady hits
you
up.
It's a listener. And I will let her remain anonymous. And she says, OMG. Allie, my husband, just told me that your dumpster fire dating story was about one of his old football buddies.
Oh.
I laugh so hard because this guy is seriously a bleeping tool.
Still.
Roast him some more, please. Sorry he was a creep to you. That's not okay. So I laughed and I said, you're so funny. I seriously have no idea who this guy is. No memory. I'm not even sure he's telling the truth.
Yeah, this ain't cap. This is for real.
And she said, don't worry. You aren't missing out on anything. Solid. I've always had a bad vibe about him. Turns out I was right. He is probably making it all up for all we know. He writes the football thread at 2 a.m. in the morning, my husband said, all of the time. And he messaged them telling the whole football thread how I put him on blast at 2 a.m.
Yeah, he wanted shine.
What a creep.
He wanted a little
she
love.
Said, and he messages all. She said, you're in your 40s. Come on, dude. When are we going to stop going out until bar close? On a Tuesday.
I mean, think about it. Why else would he be posting on a thread at 2 o'clock in the morning? Like, you gave him what he wanted.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
really,
wanted attention,
essentially.
He wanted attention and he got it. So then I said, too funny. What a tool. And she said, take care. Don't take any bleep. And I said, I won't.
Yep.
You too.
Good.
So I thought it was funny. So now he's going and telling her, oh, this is so funny. I'm like, you are so dumb that you don't even know you're getting clowned. And then you take yourself getting clowned and tell
and
other people
it.
And you're not even ashamed of it because you're so dumb.
You're like, saying, listen to me on Allie and DZ. No, bro. Don't do that.
Whatever.
Don't listen to yourself.
DZ, I'm starting to think this never happened. And especially if people around him are going, this guy ain't right anyway. I'm like, I don't have any memory of this, which makes me think, did this even happen?
Didn't he say there was other people around? People saw and people corroborated the story?
I assumed that because he claimed we were in a bar, but nobody else has ever told me this.
Huh.
Anybody I hung out with then doesn't remember anything like this happening.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, this was weird. But
anyway,
the young lady knows this guy and said, through the grapevine,
he's been
girl,
messaging the dudes thing. He thinks this is so funny.
He's been off center from jump. All time I've known
him. What a tool. Okay, so that wraps up that. But then, out of nowhere, I slid into somebody else's DMs yesterday.
You slid into somebody's DMs?
I revisited somebody from the past.
An old thing?
Maybe.
I mean, and I'm not saying old thing, new fling, but I'm just saying.
It's definitely not that loser.
Right.
It's not old fling, new thing.
Right.
I don't even think he lives here anymore, thank God. I think he moved away. But it is somebody that I have talked to previously.
Ooh.
And I decided to slide in. I don't know what inspired it, but I'll tell you next.
Is there any response that came from this?
He responded.
Did he?
He responded.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you next. How's that?
Oh, I bet.
I'll tell you next.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
So I just went on a rant about how I'm not dating and I'm content and I'm on a hiatus and tennis is my new love and I really like it. So I'm just going with it because it's healthy and good for me.
Yeah, but I'm going to call you out because you just said, I'm focused on tennis, that's my boyfriend, but I slid into somebody's DMs, though.
It was an accident.
Cap. Okay, no, so share with the class.
There's this guy who I met on a dating app. I don't know, probably in the summer or fall. No disrespect, just another guy. And he followed me on Instagram.
Okay.
And I followed him back. And so we started messaging on Instagram. And here and there we'll message, and he's really funny. But I hadn't talked to him, and I'd probably left him on read for like 2 months because I just checked out. I was just done.
Been busy.
So I see all of a sudden I'm on Instagram yesterday, and he has a story of him driving by the holiday train or something like that. You know, the holiday train was in town on Wednesday.
Just passed by, yeah.
So, you know, you saw tons of that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it and I go, oh my gosh. So I slid into his DMs. I replied to the story and I said, I was supposed to be on that holiday train, but I didn't have a ride back from Heartland. Because you get on the train in Tulsa.
Right, that was the problem.
You go to Heartland, then somebody has to bring you back. He says, should have asked me.
Oh, he would have scooped?
I said, I would have, but I was with my kids. And then I say, plus, I forgot about you. No offense.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
I say, I've been on a dating hiatus.
Dang.
He says,
you did say tennis has been your boyfriend.
I forgot about him. So he says, I'm offended. And I go, no, you're not. He goes, you're right, I'm not. Are you actually on a hiatus?
Right. He's now back to basics, dog. Yep. The girl, are we dating or are you just hitting me up?
And I said, I am. I'm not in the mood. I don't know how else to explain it. Just other priorities. And he goes, haha, we're both going to end up alone at the end of our days.
Boy. Because
neither of us will do anything. He said, no need to explain. I get it. I go, what's up with you? He goes, just waiting out your hiatus. Like, we have this fun banter, you know?
So just buying my time, you know, just trying to stay afloat out here.
And I said, good one. Well, it's not ending today. I'm about to leave for an appointment. I'll try to come back. Sorry. He said, talk to you in a week. And that was the end.
Or a month. Who knows, man? You at this rate, dog.
So I get a kick out of this guy, but I'm not in a place. I want to check in with him maybe and go out with him when I'm finally, but I'm like, I'm not there, man.
Question.
I'm not interested.
You haven't met this dude in person at all yet.
No.
You just back and forth talking, started on a dating app, and then
follow each other and I see what he posts.
What do you know about his life?
Not much. I know he's from here. He moved back at some point.
Oh, so
I
he's
know
moved away.
He's in the arts like you and I would call. I'm not gonna, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of people in the arts.
Well,
you know?
Said, the arts is such a broad speech.
That's why I can say it. Because
graphic design for all I know. That's arts.
You can, it could be anything. Yeah. It could be marketing at this point.
Yeah, seriously. No, the arts is not telling you what
you
he
know,
is.
You know, there's some of that I like that we have in common. But, you know, my age.
Kids?
Nope. Which is an issue, actually. You know, I like
guys
with kids.
It's an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I know I've heard this from you before. You know, dating guys with kids is easier, but somebody's got experience with children.
Yeah, but before I had kids, I didn't want anybody with kids. And
sure.
Now that I've had kids, it only makes sense to me because they seem to identify with my issues more. A lot of times they're dealing with maybe drama, the back and forth. You know, you can relate to each other about a lot of things.
Right.
And you don't take it personally when
they have
to be around their ex.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, if you don't have kids, you end up with these people who are like, what do you mean you're around your ex? It's like, we have kids, dude.
Kind of gotta
we
be,
We have
bruh.
To be, and they're gonna be. And if you have a problem with it, I can't date you.
Yeah.
Because they're always gonna be in my kids' lives. We don't have to be best friends.
Well, and not
but
every,
they are gonna be around.
Not every scenario has both parents around, right?
A
lot of them don't. But I guess it is shocking when you're trying to court somebody and you're like, oh, you're this involved in your kids' lives? Like, it shouldn't be.
People
but
without
to some
kids
people,
sometimes
it is.
Take it personally because they haven't lived that experience. It's There's nothing wrong on them. They just haven't lived through that perspective yet. Once they have kids, they're like, oh, now they're going to be like, now I get it. Now I get why you are always hanging out with your ex and the kids. You had to. It wasn't a choice.
It wasn't a choice. You're trying to raise a family.
You just had to go to basketball that day.
Yep. No, really, though. You just had to go to basketball
And some people with kids get jealous, and that's weird, too. So that's even worse if they have kids and they're getting jealous of you. I mean, that's even worse. Unless there's something inappropriate going on, and sometimes there is.
You know, I don't want you to dismiss the fact that he doesn't have kids.
Because
here's the thing.
Why?
Your kids aren't babies anymore.
No, it doesn't
really matter. That changes your perspective and the pool, because now you're not as limited as you were to be able to just pop out and go on a date on a random Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever.
You're so right.
I don't want you to dismiss an opportunity with somebody that you're having a genuine conversation with, because right now it's only a conversation.
It's only a conversation.
And he seems to be all banter back and forth, like, I'm just waiting your hiatus out.
Even if he's saying that to five girls, he's funny.
I think he's funny.
I don't care.
And if you meet up with him, whatever. Like, I don't want you to go, well, since he doesn't have kids, he's in the no pile.
Sure.
You're out of that mode, bro.
You are so right, DZ. Like, I hadn't thought about it like that.
You're not limited by them kids no
and
more.
And you know what? You're also right, and you made me just have a realization about something else.
What?
Do you remember at the beginning of the year, in January, I was dating BBL Boo?
Yeah, I remember BBL Boo.
I liked him a lot. You sure did. I dated him for a couple of months, right, before it went just bad.
Fizzled in a weird way.
He had two little.
He had a baby
in diapers. Like, I was like, I was like, I don't. And I had to, like, ask myself, wait, you said you wanted somebody with kids, and now you got somebody with kids, and now they're 2 and 4, and you're like, I don't know about this, man.
I've seen what DZ's in, and I don't want to go back to that.
I've been through it. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. You don't want to go back to that.
I want
to
be auntie. Yeah. I don't want to be mom and dad anymore. And I had to have that realization, like, maybe I don't want somebody with little kids. Maybe they do need to have teenagers or above.
Or no kids.
And remember when I dated Nature Boy last year, speaking of? Him and I used to talk about this, how our pool was weird because we were in that pool of single people dating with older kids. And there's these weird pools. You have the newly divorced with littles. You got the newly divorced, you know, with no kids. And then you got, like, us, this weird group of people with, like, teenagers who are still single.
A bunch of in-betweens.
Yep. It's like all these different, you know, groups you could phase into, kind of. So it's just, whatever.
I mean, I hear
it's
you.
A lot
on,
of different.
I hear
paths.
You on the whatever, but don't put him in the no whatever pile.
I actually think you're right, and I think that's good. You pointed that out to me. Maybe I should change what I'm looking for, and because I am looking for somebody later in life, right?
And eventually, that later is not going to involve the boys on a daily basis.
It's
They're going to be doing their own thing.
I know. Oh my gosh!
You better get ready for it.
World's changing. Life is changing.
100%.
We're evolving. Oh my gosh! My kids don't need me as much. This sucks.
No, it don't.
Actually, this is great.
This is fantastic.
I can't wait to start dating again when I'm ready.
You're saying I can't wait till these kids don't need us so much. Me and Aaron can get back to dating.
Dude, seriously, I'll come take care of your kids.
They won't need it.
Kristen and Delavan said, my son's father is my best friend. That isn't an easy dynamic while dating. By the way, our son is 25 years old. I bet.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Said, if this was a Hallmark movie, you guys would be the love-hate main characters.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And that's all we got for you. This has been Dumpster Fire Dating. Maybe something will happen before we go on vacation.
Maybe.
Guess you'll have to find out next week. All right, your time's up. If you haven't watched the Diddy documentary, shame on you. It's so crazy and good. And OG Lori actually texted in and said, what's up with the Diddy stuff? That bleep is crazy. He really did Kim Porter dirty, and for sure he had Tupac taken out.
Girl.
This documentary is wild.
Yeah. I got maybe
so many thoughts.
20 minutes left in episode 4. I could not stay awake.
But
I did. I tried so hard.
Listen, it's one of those things where we know all of the players in this story. You don't necessarily have to watch because you know who Suge Knight is.
Yep.
You know who Diddy is. You know who 50 Cent is. We can tell the story without you watching, but you would appreciate it more because it's like when you... This is maybe a bad analogy, but I'm going to give it. Harry Potter. I go see the movie. I read the book. Talk about a different experience.
True.
The book had so many more details. It's so much better than the movies when you've read the book.
Yeah.
I feel the same about Diddy. I can tell you, but you have to watch it to see some of these these details because they're insane. Well, and the fact that this guy got away with what he got away with, I shouldn't be surprised as we watch people like Jeffrey Epstein and all these people in power with money abuse people, abuse men and women, walk over people, take them out, whatever they ruin their
whatever
careers,
they gotta do.
Whatever. In some cases, maybe even have a murder. Mm-hmm. This documentary, 50 Cent killed it by producing this. No pun intended. I love it. And the fact that 50 got his hands on the secret footage, how?
Yeah.
How?
Well, and I saw a report from the original filmmakers, right? Not the ones that put out this film, but the ones that were gathering the footage with Diddy leading up to his arrest, all that stuff. It was gathered because they were gone for a day, had a third-party filmmaker come in.
That's how they got the footage?
The third-party filmmaker got real shady and unethical as far as journalism goes.
Yeah.
And gave the footage up.
Yeah.
He handed the footage over.
And we don't care because Diddy had it coming and he was not an 100%. Ethical person. And when one of the best scenes, you can call in if you want to input or ask any questions, 414-533-1037. We're talking about the Diddy documentary on Netflix. It's four parts and it's crazy. And you really should take some time to watch it because even if I was not interested, I was like, you know what? I'm done with Diddy. Why do I need to watch this? Wow. The history we all remember. So many things happened with him over the years with so many different celebrities. Well, you got to watch it.
He was such a polarizing figure when I was growing up, but I didn't know any of what brought him to such stardom, right?
Same.
Like, you understand, he was with Biggie and then Biggie's gone and then now it's Pac, you know, Pac obviously was first, but then, and then all of a sudden Puff becomes this centerpiece, this focus, and he gets everything he's ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the biggest problem of all. Because
he became
now,
a crazy narcissist worse than he already was.
He got a God complex.
He did what celebrities do when people around them tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Sarah from Iguanago texted in, OMG, this doc is crazy. Can't believe he only got 50 months. Should have gotten life in prison. I couldn't agree more.
50 months with time served.
It's crazy. It's a little insane.
It's
messed up when you watch the whole documentary. You're like, how is this guy going to be back on the streets? How?
I'd say the saddest thing for me watching this documentary was the realization that this is a learned behavior, right? Though he went crazy and did a lot on his own, he learned this from somewhere, whether it was his experience with his mother, whether it was his experience with some of the people in the music industry. This isn't a new play, and he's not the first person to do this.
And I agree. He abuses men and women because he was abused. However, that being said, he's an adult.
He is.
And you have to take responsibility for your actions. So I understand why the cycle may be continuing, but some of the stuff he did was so much darker than oh my gosh.
And it's even past that for me because I agree wholeheartedly.
And if you didn't play with Diddy, pun intended, you got X'd out or your career ended. We watched What's Her Face from Danity Kane, Aubrey, whatever. She's in
Dawn
that documentary.
Too.
Dawn's in there. They talk about how their careers literally ended when they didn't respond to his sexual advances. It's wild.
A lot of the cats from Day 26 have gone on record and say, there were some inappropriate things that went on that we were not comfortable with. That we let slide because it was Diddy and only because it was Diddy. But here's it. It's past that because I know, and I know in my deepest of souls, without having any actual facts, that this is not the first time something like this has happened within these Hollywood circles.
Oh, God,
and
no.
And you see the complacency of everybody in those circles going, I don't see nothing.
Yeah, all these people who were around it and knew what was going on. What the hell? Dude, pick up one of the lines. We're talking about the Diddy documentary on Netflix. There are four parts, and it's phenomenal. 50 Cent produced it, and I'm just encouraging you guys to watch it if you haven't, because I want to hear your thoughts on it because it's wild. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Hi, it's Lala.
Buenos dias, Lala. How are you? Have you watched this documentary, girl?
Oh my goodness, I just finished it the other day, and what just dropped me was the sex worker that they hired and that was doing it for 8 years.
There was a guy sex worker with Cassie. She had to find this guy, and she would basically, whenever Diddy wanted, she would have to call this guy and sleep with him while Diddy watched. It is what it is, and it went on for years and years and years, and there's a whole long story.
Every year on the anniversary of Biggie's passing, March 9th or whatever it is, they would call call this guy up and fly him out to wherever he is and days on end end up drugging this dude, end up, you know, obviously paying
and drugging
him.
Cassie as well. I mean, you see it
drugging
all.
Everybody.
Diddy was on drugs.
Diddy, everybody was on it.
You know, it's, yeah.
It was crazy. Like, that surprised me the most.
Okay.
Everything with Biggie and Tupac, we already had a feeling that he was, yeah.
We knew he was involved.
He was the one that did it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that scene for years and years, like, come on.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, 50 Cent is the only one not afraid of him? Like, I love that 50 did this.
For now.
Snoop Dogg is not afraid of him.
Snoop,
you know, all
that's
them
true.
Over there
Dre,
is not afraid of him.
Eminem.
Yeah, Dre, yeah.
That whole West Coast, they're not afraid of him.
That whole West Coast is not afraid of him.
And they know, which is why 50 ended up producing it.
Oh, I loved it. He did a great job in producing this because it was just, it was just shocking.
And you know what else I wondered, Lala, was how they got the sex worker to, did he not sign an NDA? How did they get?
He had to sign something.
You know what? While we're on a rant here about the Diddy documentary, you know what really set me off more than anything, actually, Lala? The
what?
Jurors at the end when we got
Oh my goodness, they pissed me off.
Girl, they were the most biased super fans. The fact that they were defending Diddy was like disgusting.
Right.
It was gross,
it was
dude.
Just awful.
And
I
you
was
see,
like, really? They
you see why he gets off?
Jurors.
This is why I say we have no business being on juries. There's no, none of us do because we have no clue what we're doing.
No,
we have
I
no,
agree.
Yeah,
and
because
someone,
they were so
dumb. They were so dumb.
Yeah,
they were just dumb.
Starstruck, and it's like, what the heck? Yep. Like, this is a disgusting man. Are you hearing what they're? He's being convicted for?
And
like,
you put a megastar billionaire on trial and try to find somebody that does not know who they are.
Right.
Good luck.
Right. Right. You're so right about
that. We'd have to go to some real third world country and find people with not access to running water or electricity. And then maybe.
Well, and the other part that was gross, which I know 50 Cent talked about when he did his Good Morning America interview, hoping Diddy would see it in prison, which is so petty
I'm
and
sure
I love
it.
Yeah. The other part was when Diddy was out meeting fans and he gets in the car and he says,
Oh my God, he says,
I can't wait to take a bath. You know how many people, like he's grossed out by the people he met. And it just shows his character. Like, it just shows.
Like, he's like, I have to have a hot bath.
He's like, I got to get all this off me. I touched too many people. Well, it was, you were like, wow, this guy is a piece of work.
Maybe it's a little projection.
Total front.
Maybe it's a little projection.
That he's dirty.
As we've seen, he has always been throwing little Easter eggs as to the things that he's been doing. Like, when they drop records and all of a sudden he's talking about, I'm going to put a mill on your head, take your whole family out. We now know who that was a directly directed at.
Mm-hmm.
Pac. Exactly.
Yeah, it was directed at Pac.
You put that on record? I think he's projecting a lot of his own going, oh, I'm so dirty. I got to take a shower after touching all these people. Poppy, it ain't the people.
You're
it ain't
so
the people.
Right about the projection. It's him.
Yes.
He's the dirty one. Oh,
my
gosh.
Because
yes.
I could just imagine Diddy talking about, let's just speak candidly here, talking about freak-offs. I could see those same words coming out his mouth, like, oh, I've just touched so many people. Now I got to go take a hot bath. And he does the same thing in public. He does the same thing behind closed doors. And everybody just keep letting them get away with it up until now.
Thank God for social media, though, because these are some of the things that have exposed some of these people at the top where before they probably could have gotten away with it, but now everybody can share everything.
And now it's everybody speaking out.
Can we be real? A lot of people have already gotten away with it. And Diddy's the first one to fall in a line of who knows how other many people inside these Hollywood circles that are now going, Oh, just shred the files, bruh. That's too late.
Lisa in Greendale said, I watched the Diddy documentary. He's definitely a demon. The last two nights, it was interesting. I thought it was just okay. Okay, well, Lisa,
the documentary
I'm sorry.
Was just okay.
I'm a documentary,
were you distracted by your phone or something? I mean, how could you not be?
I was sucked in.
I was sucked in too.
I was like, what is this?
Lala.
Like, come on now.
I thought I was going to be bored, and then I was like, I'm in.
Here's
I'm in.
No, me too. I started. Yeah. Destiny got mad.
Your wife got mad at you.
I think I kind of agree with Lisa.
To watch it together.
You think it was just okay? Yeah, you didn't even finish it, DZ. You kept coming in and out.
Because I kept falling asleep. And when something is so good, I stay awake.
Yeah.
It was very well done. But there was gaps. There was pieces. There was things that's like, we need to focus more on the mother. We need to focus on more Harrell. We need more info
on
the Keefe.
What do we need more about the mom? She abused him. She sucked. We know that.
Bigger backstory as to how the people in his circle let it get like this. That's what missed for me.
Too far
far, though. Don't go too far. His kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they kind of addressed some of that.
But you, yeah. I wanted more. Like, I just feel like, given the context, I want four more episodes focused on that.
Well, then you have to watch the whole thing, then, and then come back, if that, in fairness.
I feel you. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm missing 20 minutes. I know the last 20 minutes. I've seen the clips, the jurors talking, the stuff that happened with some of the other escorts.
So you've seen a lot of clips online.
I've done my own research before this documentary happened, so I feel like a lot of the things that are in are information that I possibly gathered already. Mm-hmm. Finishing this documentary doesn't change how I already feel about what's
done. You're assuming you kind of know everything because you're like, I already knew the backstory. Mm-hmm. I knew all these stories, these rumors in the hip-hop community. But I'm like, you still, how could, that doesn't interest you? Oh my God,
it
dude.
It does, but
I've never been put on blast like this.
I'm missing more questions that I haven't had answered. And as the viewer, that's what makes it just okay because I'm going, well, that comment sparked this thought. And I didn't get that answered, so now I'm still wondering. If there isn't four more episodes, we need more.
I agree.
I don't need more information. I think you're both tripping right now, dude. Goodbye, Diddy. Go to jail. Okay, bye.
Difference of opinion. I mean, he's guilty, but I want
I was like, what would the more information give you? Would you wouldn't change your idea of him being guilty.
By no means would it change, but it would give me the full understanding of that picture, right? Because now we're going, okay, great. We got this cool documentary that still leaves a lot of answers unanswered. A lot of questions unanswered.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it was still well written. It was still well produced. Mm-hmm. You know, the stuff that was provided, you know, that we didn't know was there included. So,
there's a lot of stuff in there I didn't know. I was shocked. And I lived through that whole time period. I mean, same I remember here. When these albums came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, dude.
He should have never dropped out of Howard.
I remember the day Biggie got killed. I was on spring break in Florida. It was March. I'll never forget it, okay? Yeah. I was a kid.
That'll change
I remember
the spring
when
break.
Tupac died. Like, I remember all these things.
Yeah, so I wasn't youngin', but I remember.
Well, I was a youngin' too.
Yeah.
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 I was a kid at least. So I wasn't an adult yet.
Kid.
I was in high school. That's why I was on spring break. Mm-hmm. All right, Lala. Thanks for calling in and discussing.
Say bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye, babies. They was in the back talking about, we saw it too.
Emily in Sheboygan said, DZ, I think episode 3 and 4 are better. Maybe we'll just take one more call then right now and see if this person wants to input. Oh, of course, it rung out. You can text or call. We appreciate it. 414-533-1037. But yeah, the Diddy documentary on Netflix, pretty wild.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Guilty as charged, everybody. That was me. I was the one robbing people in Caledonia.
Come get her, officer. Come get her.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Officer Andy, you know where we at.
Dude, this is the funniest local story. A package of bacon was found on a man they busted trying to enter homes in Caledonia. They found various items that this guy had clearly robbed of people, and one of them, if you're looking for it, it's here. A center cut original Oscar Mayer package of bacon. So this guy was robbing houses, which is not funny because that is the most violating thing. But the fact that he went in and he took things like a package of bacon, like that's what this guy...
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm just assuming now my man has maple syrup in a different pocket, stole eggs from a different house. He's just trying to build a breakfast.
Did somebody come home and go, who stole my bacon?
Where the hell is my cut? Where's my nooskies?
They found a bunch of keys because it's funny because what the police did in Caledonia was they put pictures out of all the things they found. So, yeah. Like, there's a bottle of Walgreens Sleep Aids. There's a package of bacon, a flashlight, and a bunch of keys. It's just funny.
So, he was just trying to steal goods that he needed in his house and couldn't pay for?
Or wanted. Why does anybody go into anybody's house and steal stuff that they don't do or don't need? Yeah, you're right. He needed keys, sleep aids, and bacon.
It feels like he was on one. Are we sure this guy wasn't sleepwalking thinking he was in his own house? Like, too much of this doesn't add up. And I'm not trying to make light of people's getting their houses broken into. That's an invasion
that's
for
horrible,
sure.
Yeah,
but if all they took was bacon?
Sometimes you hear these stories. I'm like, so they busted a guy and he had bacon on him. Okay. Let the guy live.
If it was anything less than 2 pounds of bacon, that guy should be walking free, man. Free my guy. Free my guy.
Sorry if he stole your bacon, though. We support you, too.
Anything more than 2 pounds of bacon, though, that's a federal offense. You throw him in jail for life. Life.
That's all I had to share. If you're in Caledonia and you're on the police department.
And they're missing any bacon.
Call the Caledonia Police Department. Goodbye. Ryan in Alabama, they found your bacon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.